Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Philly, you are so wonderful and interesting. You deserve a local news podcast all your own.
Check out the Johncast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Hey, it's Matt Leon. The Drexel men's basketball team will be looking for a third straight win Thursday night when the Dragons host Hofstra. Drexel 11-10 overall this season, 6-5 in the Colonial Athletic Association. Of course, Drexel coming off that 2020-2021 season that saw them win the CAA Conference Tournament and advance into the NCAA Tournament. Caught up with Drexel head coach Zach Spiker to talk about his team's progress this season, what's been working as of late, and what he expects against the Pride. Give a listen. So first time we're talking, you're sitting a game above 500. You've come off a couple of big victories. How do you feel about how this group has come together here as you get ready to kind of turn the corner for the final month of the season?
Well, I knew this was going to happen, Matt. I think the frustrating thing is for our staff and certainly our program is the timetable in which to gain momentum, just because such a veteran team, so many guys that have been around the block. But we just had a huge hiccup going into Christmas break where had an outbreak in our program, and that led to some COVID protocols, which led to return to play protocols. And, you know, really, we didn't have our full allotment of our main rotation guys until February 7th, and that started on December 14th at Coppin. So we went, you know, just about 2 months without having everybody. And we had a couple games at Northeastern. We won for the first time in 10 years there, Matt. We played seven scholarship players on the trip. And we had one big man, we had one four-man, and a bunch of guards. And credit to that group to stay together and figure it out. And then played a very good Hofstra team to one possession late in the game. So so we've had to kind of regroup from that, then some return to play protocols, and just, you know, a couple of regular injuries mixed in with COVID protocol has slowed us down a little bit, but hopefully we're rounding into shape and form at the right time of year as we go down the stretch.
Now, to that point here, you know, coming off the win over JMU, you pick up the big win at Delaware last time out. Aside from kind of getting closer to full strength and everything, X and O wise, what's really clicking here the last week or so?
Well, I think we're shooting the ball better. You know, we are the number one 3-point shooting team in the league, but that hasn't always been the case. I think we're shooting the ball better. We're also defending at a more consistent rate. You know, we've added some depth to our interior defense, and redshirt freshman Amari Williams brings a shot blocking presence to our defense. When he's back there and he can alter shots, that's great. When our guards know that they can pressure guards and he can kind of take the action away at the rim, it gives our guards more confidence to defend. And then those are, we're only talking about possessions where he touches the ball. There's a boatload of possessions where he's come in and guards have just kind of dribbled in and gone the other way. So that's really impacted our defense in a positive way. And our guys are taking advantage of that for sure.
You're obviously always trying to get better, but right now, are there things you're kind of zeroing in on, focusing on that are really key aspects you'd like to see get taken to another level here as you kind of look to the final portion of the regular season?
Yeah, I think any coach, you're just trying to take what you do and do it a little bit better, dial the notches up on ball pressure, our ball screen coverages, and be a consistent rebounding team, both on the defensive and offensive glass. That's an area where we've found success over time, and we need to really make sure we're rebounding consistently. And when we limit teams to one shot and they miss it, we can't give them the hope to get a second shot, a second rebound, and maybe an easier stick back. So all those help our defensive field goal percentage, which continues to go in the right direction. I think KenPom, we're, you know, as high as we've been in the last handful of years, and we got to continue to head in that direction.
I'm curious how much you guys went to the tournament last year. You won the conference tournament to get the automatic bid. Have you noticed the way other teams approach you now? Has it changed? Do you get the feeling that everyone kind of knows when Drexel comes to town now because you're the defending, you know, conference tournament champs, and you have that cachet? Is it tangible for the kids and kind of the efforts you're seeing other teams in the conference put towards you?
You know, I can't speak to other teams and their approaches and whether they're excited to play us or not. I would speak to the caliber of the Colonial in general. And I think that every single game is a dogfight, home or away. You go into some real snake pits on the road in terms of at James Madison, what an incredible environment that was playing down there. Certainly that brought back some nice memories for our program now that we've won five straight in that building. But going to UNC Wilmington, an incredible atmosphere down there. So I don't know if I see that from other teams much, Matt, as I recognize in the huddle sometimes the voices of our players and guys talking to each other, that there's a little bit more leadership and guys that have been around the block are speaking up and talking and understand what needs to be done. Maybe not as much. We have a turnover. We don't let it affect us as much as maybe we would in the past. Hey, we've been here. We know what happens here. Let's take care of it. Get a good look. And I think our reaction to adversity has been much more mature this season. And I think a lot of that has to do with the success we found last year, knowing that, hey, we're going to go through some tough moments, but we stick with our process and what we focus on and respect that process. That will be and then play really hard and compete when the opportunity is given, then we'll be in a good spot.
To that point, and you talk about the experience and what you hear in the huddles and stuff, does it change how you approach things with a group now that has been through this, that has won big games in February and March, that has gotten to the top of the conference mountain? Does it change how you approach the group?
You know, I think that at any point in time, as a coach, head coach, assistant coach, part of a program, staff member, I think you've got to have the radar up to listen to what's going on and what's being said. So if you have shared history and shared experience, why wouldn't you want to hear what they have to say on different things? I mean, we had a shoot around practice. By the way, we've had very few practices because we've had so many games and such tight windows right now. We're going to enter a stretch. This will be our second seven-game stretch in 17 days. We already had one. Now we have another one. That we're starting up here. In the middle of that, some of our guys jumped in and said, hey, can we guard this action this way? It's a lot easier for us. I know we guarded the other way, you know, it was against Towson, but against JMU, can we do this? And you listen to guys that are on the floor in the fight in the moment, and they're saying, hey, this feels better. Let's do this. When we do it, we get a little caught up here. I love that. That's what the collaboration should be. And it's not always, you know, if the answer is because I'm the head coach, this is why we should do something, that's not the right way to do it. So I have seen that and witnessed that. And you got to adapt. You got to listen. And we've got an experienced group. So we do work together and figure some things out.
Next up, you will host Hofstra on Thursday night at the DAC. Give us a little insight here into this matchup. What are they bringing to the table?
Well, I think Hofstra is a very talented basketball team. They have a number of players that can score off the bounce. Jalen Ray, who's been there in his fifth season. Zach Cooks, who is a 2,000-point scorer in college, Summit, NJIT, Summit, Hofstra. And then Aaron Estrada, who is a third college player, started St. Peter's, an all-rookie selection in that conference, went to Oregon. and now has come back to Hofstra and is one of the best scoring players in our conference. So they've got three players that can really score it off the bounce. And then they've got a transfer from Iowa State and Darling Stone Dubar, who does a little bit of everything. So individually, very talented group that can really put the ball on the floor and score it. And we've got to do our job to defend them and limit them to one tough shot. But talented offensive group, and they come with a number of different looks defensively to try and keep you off balance.
Thanks for listening to this bonus episode of One-on-One. Thanks to Zach Spiker for taking the time to talk. And that Drexel-Hofstra game at the DAC on Thursday night will be a 7 o'clock tip-off. You can follow the podcast on Twitter at One-on-One-Pod. You can follow me on Twitter as well at MattLeon1060. Thanks for listening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.